Vítajte pri ďalšom Erko podcaste. V dnešnej epizóde sa budeme rozprávať so vzácnymi hostiami, ktorí k nám do Bratislavy prišli až z Kene. V regióne Samboru Dobrá novina podporuje ekologické farmárčenie pátrov Jarumalcov, o ktorom rozprávame v tomto 28. ročníku. Našimi hostiami teda sú Guillermo, ktorého všetci volajú Memo, Victoria, Irene a Sylvester. Kto sú, čo robia a prečo práve oni budú rozprávať o Samboru, sa dozviete v tomto podcaste. Počúvajte ďalej. Našich hostí sme sa postupne pýtali viacero otázok. Tou prvou bolo, nech nám povedia niečo o sebe, kto sú, prípadne odkiaľ pochádzajú.
My name is Irene, my new Lenawatup is very long name. I'm from Samburu. I'm so happy to be here. I am part of Yoruba's missionaries and I have been part of them for the last 12 years. But this time we are working together with them. I was so fortunate I went to school because in Samburu they don't send the especially girls to Samburu, but I was so fortunate and they supported me with my studies. They linked me to some of well-wishers from Italy and they sent me to school. After my secondary school, I went to the university, and after I finished the university, I said, no, I need to go back and, you know, be part of them, be part of the good work they are doing. After that, I need to at least empower someone in my community. But someone who is so vulnerable and someone who I can say, no, this person is the goal. Like when I transform her, she will transform the society. And that is a woman. So I wrote a proposal of starting a women empowerment program. Just getting women, giving them skills, and they start their own business. After starting their own business, they can now, you know, run on their own, and they can own also the skills. And now they approve and they say this is a very good idea, and it's going to be sustainable because the skill remains in the community. And it's something that myself I'm so proud of because they see me as a role model, and in one of our parish is where we located in Lodumokwe. So now with the Yoruba's missionaries, I'm a bit responsible with all women empowerment program. And we start first by promoting ownership. We give them goats because goats, they already know how to take care of them. After giving them goals, we group them into groups because we need to reach so many women. So after forming groups, we give them skills on how to start, manage, and maintain a business. After that, they start a business on their own. That is now the program I'm focusing on, the program that I started. That is, we call it My Samburu Woman. We made it like a CBO under Yoruba missionaries, like a CSO, a community-based organization. But together, we also work with some women empowerment programs, like with Erico, we have the organic farming. I go there, no, I don't train because there is a trainer, but I translate everything from Swahili because the trainer is from Kikuyu, she's from Nairobi, so I translate from Swahili to Samburu because most of our women have not gone to school.
Adero Sylvester Tukai, I come from Samburu, that is in Kenya. We have 47 counties in Kenya, and now Samburu is one of them. We are in the northern part of Kenya. And myself, I really, really appreciate about missionaries. Because before I am today, because of them. And professionally, I'm a teacher. I teach in secondary level, English literature. And it's through the support of the missionaries that I went to secondary level. Mm-hmm. It is through their support still that I went to university, and as I speak here too, I'm a student still. I progressed to my master's in administration, management, and leadership. Therefore, I felt so good to be working with them. I taught in two schools, secondaries. At the end of the story, I'm with the Yoruba missionaries. So in the Yoruba missionaries now, I'm working as a field officer. I collect data, I evaluate, I monitor, and write some reports, the programs, and also working in church. I teach children. I like to work with children, like in my church now in Catholic. We have like 200, 300 children who are called PMC. PMC, this is the beginners from the name was given by Pope. P means pontifical, the start of the program. Missionary Childhood PMC, that is the name of the program. And actually, I feel like working with them forever because today I'm proud of my life because of you.
I am Victoria Njeri Munene. Munene is my husband, a mother of three girls. Also, I'm working as Yaruma missionary since 6 years here. Yeah. Six years ago, I work as secretary, accountant, administrator. Yeah, and I'm happy to be here in ELCO and to partner with you guys.
Okay, my name is Guillermo Alvarez. I was born in Colombia. I studied in the Diocesan Seminary of Medellin, where I finished my studies. From there I moved as a deacon to Spain, where I was for 8 years working as a deacon, parish priest, also involved with the youth in the diocesan level in Segovia. And since 2013, I moved to Kenya. I requested, I moved sounds like I went, but really I wanted, and I request, and I was begging my bishop to allow me to go until he accepted. I went to Kenya, to Africa. I requested to go to Africa, even talking in the tongues. I want to go to Africa, allow me to go. At the end, he accepted, and they sent me to Kenya, and I am there since that very moment. Since I arrived in Nairobi, after 3 months, 2.5 months, I was already in Samburu, that is in the northern part of Kenya. And since that, I am living in Barsaloi, is the place where currently I live. And I am.
Ďalšiu otázku sme sa pýtali, prečo robia to, čo robia, prípadne čo z ich práce ich tak najviac naplňa.
This job is really fulfilling me the most because I get the opportunity to get back to my community and at least sit with them, talk with them the same language. I know the problem they go through, and I was raised by my mom, and I know how, and my mom gave birth to me when she was a teenager, so we grew up together. We know the problem of being a single mother, being a widow, because most of them are widows, and also being like, there is polygamy, so like 5 wives in one family, so all the women have to take care of the family, because that one man, in really sense, cannot take care of maybe 5 households. So I know how the whole problem they pass through. So I sit together with them, and I can be able to reach to their hearts. That is the joy. And me seeing them as giving them hope that they can do something, even if they have not gone to school. This skill is something that is so sustainable. That's what I usually say, because it's something that you cannot remove in someone's mind. It's something that is painted there. And when it's painted in the mind of a woman, it's painted in the mind of a family, because women carry Africa in their shoulders. Yeah, that keeps me inspiring, because when I get a woman, I don't only inspire her alone. We inspire her, her friends, the family, and the whole society.
The work is so much valuable because this is like giving back to the community. and going to school in our community, the highest number of the people are illiterate. So even few of us went to universities, others went to colleges. So now we are trying to act as role models to the young ones who are growing up, because now those are the future people for our community. And also we really admire to see Samburu to be at par like any other country where people went to study. To be at par like even Nairobi, not even in Europe, Nairobi. You find in Nairobi people went to school and they are working well, they can speak well in front of people. But now you see sometimes being illiterate has a lot of challenges because people don't understand so many things. Only they understand about the traditions, the cultures. So myself, I feel like working with the community, it's like giving back to my community. And also we try to reflect with the biblical text, because Jesus Christ said, even Jesus himself, he was born, actually he's the son of God, but he was born in a manger, a very humble ground. So we need also to humble ourselves in order for us to transform our community, because I think that is the only way for development. And we don't want to be back forever and ever, and we are here. So we are acting like mirrors to the young ones. We are acting like mirrors to our parents and also to other communities like Turkana. Those are our friends. We are living together as pastoralists. So myself, I'm very much grateful to be there, and also I'm very much grateful to that the community got an opportunity from ECHO, because right now our women, even when you go to their homes, you'll find the pool gardens. Yeah, they are now focusing on just not only for the animals, because our animals are dying out of anger. So how are we going to survive it if that is the only field that we are focusing on? So right now I feel so good because they have diverted their minds. They are no longer focusing on the same economic. They are now dealing with it the way other people are doing, specifically organic farming. So patience for the community, because we are not fond of chemicals. We take animal milk, we take flesh from the animals, blood from the animals. So when you give someone in Samburu maybe spices, you find him or her sick. Now organic farming through eco farming is just perfect. I really appreciate what you brought to our community, and I'm very much optimistic that 5 to 10 years things will be just the way they are, even right now here in Slovakia, because people are focusing. I see a lot of focus from them. And I would like also to appreciate my priest, Father Memo, because he's the coordinator of this program. And I've seen a lot. He is a leader. Let me just speak my heart. He's a leader. Because youths, women, men, they have been traveling to Nairobi to learn these workshops in 3,000 French Farm. It is something so marvelous in the community. And you find your women, when they come back, they come with a lot of stories, like they are very much happy. So I think also you have the right coordinator in this program, and it's the person who is focusing to the community.
For me, I've been working with the Arumo Mission. I've been working as accountant for many years, but since I joined the Arumo Missionary, I got a special thing in my life, because I realize it's better to give, like I give myself fully, because I do it for Samburu community. When first I went to Samburu, at the beginning, I give like a story here. I told Father Memo, this is not Kenya, because I couldn't believe it. And when I was moving around, all these children, they were very happy. They were having nothing, some even not having clothes. And the way I imagine, I have so many clothes for my children. They were not having shoes, and I know I have several pairs for my children. Actually, when I'm giving birth, I always have a pair waiting for the baby to come. Now, when I went there, I was really touched by this community, seeing how humble they are, how happy they are. There is, like in Kenya, we say, hakuna matata, metishida. For them, they know in Samburu is to say metishida, no problem. And when I imagine how we are working very hard, buying this thing, and at the end it does not make any sense to have the whole world, and then you see. So for me, working for Samburu, it has really touched and inspired my life, and I've been very, very happy when I do it for them. Like now, I was also sharing with Father Memo yesterday. For me, it was really touching me when I was doing this presentation there in Austria, knowing I'm doing it, even doing drama for their sake. I was feeling I'm at my point. I was feeling fulfilled. It's not about money. It's not about the salary I get, but the fulfillment that I have in my heart when I support. Sometimes they bring sick people to Nairobi, and I keep all my job, everything, and I'm dedicated to these women, knowing that I'm doing the best. For me, working for Yaruma Missionary, it has helped me know and have life fulfillment. Because I don't work because of salary, or I work for these people because I see there is a need to help or touch another person indirect. So that is my fulfillment. Yeah.
Been there, for sure. I was so happy in my first experience in my seminar in Colombia. I could be in Colombia working in Paris, and I know I could be so happy having all these pastoral activities. I was so happy in Spain. I really enjoy Spain, I have to tell you that as well. But since I came to Kenya, I found the reason why I am a priest, why I decided to be a priest. I left the seminary two times. It's good to point out this. I dropped from the seminary twice. The first time when I finished philosophy, not because I was not happy what I was doing. No, it's because I was looking something else, and I realized being a diocesan, maybe that reality cannot come. So I decided to leave the seminary, and I finished the studies of philosophy in the university. I came back again. The Lord continued calling. When I came back the second time, I did my theology studies, but I told my bishop, if I am supposed to be ordained a priest, I want to be a missionary. If not, I don't feel, no, I don't want to say this, no, I am a diocesan, still today, and I belong to the diocese, and I am so happy. But this experience in Africa has really changed my life. Samburu people means fulfill my life in many terms, in many ways, and I gave them the opportunity because they became the reason of my priesthood. My priesthood found reason, the reason to be living in Kenya, living with Samburu people.
No a tak na záver sme boli veľmi radi, že nám každý z nich povedal taký svoj milý a srdečný odkaz pre všetkých slovenských koledníkov.
I have a really strong message. First of all, I started by saying thank you so much, because you are the reason why we reach to the heart of our people. Because without your support, we could not, you know, we have the idea, but we don't have the resources at hand. But us working together, great things always happen. And that joy and that hope of giving someone hope to live again is something that is more precious than anything. And helping someone you don't know and you have never even seen, because I know in Slovakia, most of the children don't even know Kenya. It's just, you are just doing God's work. Really, it's just an angel on earth. And keep doing it. Our people appreciate, and they have gotten the knowledge. They are so, so much to down to them, and they are saying thank you so much. In Samburu, when we say thank you, we say Ashe Olen. Ashe Olen. So thank you very, very much.
So my message to our children, my brothers and sisters, because when someone gets into your life and supports you and even support a community, then it becomes your family. We are one family. So my words to them is, I would like just to tell them that what they are doing is just a great thing. It's a great achievement to start their lives when they are still young children, because now when they grow up, I'm very much sure that we are going to have great leaders, we are going to have great administrators in our communities, and also through their support, they are trying also to give a message. They are trying to inform our communities right now about this, what you are supposed to work to do as a child and even as an adult like me now. I need also to work like those children and also get into their line, like you people, you are there singing with them. It's something that is so much motivational to us, and I just tell them, go ahead, go forward, and they are doing a great thing. And in future, I know, in Jesus' name, we are going to be together, holding hands together, and having joy, echo, joy together. Thank you.
My message to them is they continue singing and doing this campaign for the sake of the world. They are touching children indirect. As in, they might not have met these people, but they are really touching their life. When we go there in Samburu, we find these women, they are happy. Sometimes they say, Victoria, Victoria, because they know Victoria lives in Nairobi, but in my mind, I have Rusia, I have Erko, I have Diki, I have so many. So they are really touching life. They should continue doing campaign knowing that it is really touching children in Africa and families.
Our gratitude, our word thanks, our acheolen, that is the way that Samburu said, thank you very much, is the best message I can give to you. You are building different society. The children are really, you, the Carolers, the ones dealing with the campaign, the ones doing all this stuff, organization, the ones accompanying them, not only the children singing, that they are the main characters. But you know, behind this is a lot of people with goodwill, a lot of commitment, time, efforts. So all the message is for all of you to say thank you very much, Asante Sana, Acheolen, because I know all this is reflected in our children, in our families, in our women, in our society in Kenya. You don't know the other side of the chain. You don't know because you have not seen. You know this side. But now that I am here, I have completed the full chain. So I can now close it and make a circle. So I have the point of view of Kenya, where the projects are taking place, where the reality is being transformed, and I have the source of all of this. And the source is you, all of you here, doing these wonderful campaigns, going house by house. And sometimes I know under the winter, the snow, the rain, although you are there. And a lot of people is doing that for this. So I want to give a word of appreciation to all of you for this wonderful work and tell you, welcome to see all this with your own eyes.
Ďakujeme dnešným hosťom. Bola to vynikajúca skúsenosť, že sme ich mali na stredisku ERKA. Prajeme im šťastnú cestu domov a všetkým koledníkom prajeme veľa síl pri príprave koledovania, na ktoré už sa všetci tešíme. No a ak ešte nie si prihlásený do Dobrej noviny, tak šup šup na web Dobrej noviny, kde nájdeš prihlášku a všetky potrebné informácie. Ďakujeme za podporu Dobrej noviny koledovaním, modlitbou či finančným darom. Na vás ostatných sa teším zás pri ďalšom ERKO podcaste. Do počutia a buďte zdraví.